Hi.
Hi, everyone. Okay, so I want to say first off, sorry that we don't have a crime corner this week. Coop was getting drunk with his mom.
True story.
They were drinking, what was it, Long Island iced teas. If you can find me one person that drinks Long Island iced teas at this age, you will be showing me an alcoholic, right?
So you're going to love my mother when you meet her.
I cannot wait. I say it with love. Same with your sick fuck wife. But I say it with love. You know if I'm making fun of you or calling you some kind of name. I love you, right? So let's get that out of the way. Mm-hmm. So I love that for you guys. I cannot wait to meet her. We were traveling. We were at Super Bowl Waste Management. Joel went to...
Big Freeze. I went to Amsterdam.
To do some bondage with his wife. And so...
yeah.
You put her in a box, did you not? She put you in the box.
She said to me, you know, what Jesse says, she's kind of accurate. And I was like, oh, okay.
Can I tell you something? I love her so much already.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot wait to meet her and your mom and all of the reasons why we don't have a episode, none of which are me. No, I'm just joking. It's my fault, too. I was traveling and
I went to
the Super Bowl. So anyways, we are going to give you guys a new little, you know, fun segment we thought of, maybe a show, we don't know. It's called One Star, and we are going to read one star reviews from the site that starts with Y.
Yes.
Oh shit, that
rhymes
is a Y.
Rhymes with help, right? So is it helpful? I don't know. And if you are someone that leaves a one star review, I think you deserve to be outed, especially this day and age, especially if it's a small business.
Shit, we're outing motherfuckers tonight.
Yes, so we are not going to say the name of the business, but we will say the name of the person because they are the one that wants to be known. It's out there.
They deserve to be publicly
shamed. They want the shine. They put their name out there. They took the time to write this review because they want people to know how they feel about this small business to trying to fucking do their best, okay? And, you know, maybe you might agree with them.
Small businesses.
Maybe you might agree with them. It's not all small business. It's going to be a couple thrift stores.
One of these is a fairly large chain.
And one
also.
Chain... that is along the vein of like a Boom Judd's or like a Boss.
A what?
Boss dress for.
Can we talk about how
Boss dress?
Dressed?
Oh yeah, like a what? Like an old school reporter. Hey, yeah.
Yeah. We all dressed up.
What's
for
it? What's
tonight.
It called?
You're in a polo shirt.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. Right.
Extra, extra.
Extra, extra. Hey, boss.
I'm a newsie.
I got a story for you. Yeah.
I wish.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do for this week. We hope that it fills that three mustache void that you must be having from not having Crime Corner, but it will start back up next week. And audio, as you know, is always available on the RPR feed, wherever you get your podcast. It's going to be way, you know, later,
it's
but
like
you're still getting,
more,
it's a month
right?
behind, but you're still getting a fix, right? If you're not a member of Patreon. Okay. One star gangsters. All right. Yeah. I'm going to go first. Okay.
Okay.
This is our friend Jackie. It's not our friend. Not our friend. Sorry.
Not yet.
Not yet. But she may be. Jackie L.
Jackie L.
From Tampa, Florida.
Ooh.
Tampa, Florida.
What kind of accent
right?
is that?
She went to a Chinese restaurant in town, visited our amazing town of Austin, went to a Chinese restaurant, small business, and
she came to Austin.
Yeah, she's from Tampa, so her handle is Tampa, so I'm assuming she was visiting, right? She gives a one star. To put things into perspective, I got home with this takeout order at 7 p.m. It's now 7:46. This food is in the trash, and I'm writing a review.
What the fuck? Is that what she wrote?
She has pictures. We're not going to show them.
Pictures too? Oh,
she put pictures. She took pictures of the food in the trash. Now, I'm guessing this gal is possibly single.
She took pictures of the food once it was in the trash.
There's a there's trash photos. There's a receipt photo. There's the takeout. She's cut them up and showed you the inside. My guess is she lives alone. Huh?
No.
And this was going to be her one joy.
Somewhere between 5 and 8 cats.
Oh, cats. I was going to say a couple rescues.
Ooh, mutts. Yeah, even better.
Larger, mid-size mutt that
untrained,
sheds.
Untrained.
Untrained, mid-size mutt that sheds.
Probably some sort of small white little dog with crusty shit in its eyes.
Named Otis and Redding. Anyway, look at the pictures. Pay attention to the receipt. I mean, not I mean like that. Sorry, we're reading these for the first time. I mean it when I say I've never in my life tasted food more disgusting in every single way you can possibly imagine. The fried rice was just brown rice that tasted like shit.
The audacity.
Not even edible. The Singapore noodles, okay, my favorite, tastes like melting plastic. Had a bite and then threw it away. The shrimp egg rolls were soggy, falling apart and drenched in fry oil. Ugh. 3 exclamation points. Not quite sure what the brown blob is. Didn't order it. I truly could go through every single thing on this order and absolutely destroy it, but I won't. Right? This is where she's like, I'm going to be the bigger person. Okay? I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say, don't be like me and try to roll the dice on this place. It should be named Sham, not blank. Awful, 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 awful food. Period. They should be ashamed.
How dare
poor
you?
Poor excuse of a restaurant. Just hopefully we don't get sick. She feeding it to the dogs? Just hopefully we don't get sick from a few bites we had. Might as well have tossed that $100 plus out the window driving down the road. I would not feed this food to my dog. My best friend and sometimes my boyfriend. Yeah, no.
My best friend, my lover.
My best friend, my lover, my dog. I wouldn't even give him. Don't make the same mistake we did, in all caps. P.S. I wish I was kidding. Jackie, you did it, girl. You really did it.
You can tell just by the quality of her writing that she is a beautiful soul.
By the way, I had to, like, say the words that she misspelled as if she spelled them right, or else it just would have been... Yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, when she threw it in the trash, THROUGH. Just stuff like that. But I powered through and I made her at least sound like a normal person. But Jackie.
Bravo.
Bravo. We say helpful? Yes.
I actually want to go eat there. Can we not say where it was? Because I'll go eat there tomorrow.
Well, we can talk about it after the show.
Well, we'll see. What do you guys think? I just think, like, for
because
me...
Because that makes me want to eat there to see if it's actually that bad.
I know.
But if it's good.
I know.
I
want to
know how
point...
she spent $100 on Chinese food.
Oh, you can, 100%. For takeout, you 100% can.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how many people are you feeding?
All right, let's look at the
receipt.
What's
the place? I'm going to go there tomorrow.
Let's look at the
Do we
receipt.
Have two reviews from the same Chinese restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, those poor bastards.
I know, but we're not saying the restaurant. I just think the people that write the 1 stars for this place are very passionate.
Does the same place have 5 stars?
It has a lot of. It's fine. It's good. It's got like a decent. It's just a normal amount. Yeah. So look, and again, small business, not a chain. So No, I don't think I want to say the business. I think there's a lot of people, like, you guys let me know, but I think I'd rather shout out the person that wants the attention than the business that's just trying to fucking do
I'd say
their
at the,
best.
At the very least, for the first episode, we can leave the business names out because we are focusing entirely on their one-star reviews.
Yes.
So, you know, we'll throw them a bone.
Exactly right. So, do you have the next one for it?
I do, and it's for the exact same location. I don't know why you decided to go first. That's like putting your headlining act before your opener.
Sorry.
I appreciate you making me follow that up.
Oh, sorry. No, but yours, like, the deep, like, monotone. Do you know what I mean? Like, that juxtaposition, I think, is going to be good.
It's going to be,
where you just read it as if you're, you know what I mean, reporting on
it.
All
right, well, this is from John N.
And John N.
He is from Austin, Texas.
Tilt the hat down a little bit more. Yeah, cover like half your forehead with it. There it is.
I need a much bigger hat to cover this forehead.
Is it from the same place?
I'm pretty sure you said that it rhymed with what? And it's a Chinese place?
Well, I said the site that we're on rhymes with help.
Well, you said something about what the name of the restaurant rhymes with. I think it might be the same place.
What's your name?
John N.
John N.
From Austin, Texas. This place is flat out gross.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's good.
First time in my life I can honestly say a place deserves 0 stars.
Oh,
fuck.
That's my favorite when they go, I wish I could give 0 stars. You don't know how the rating system works, but go ahead.
Absolutely disgusting. I'm sure they are sweet people, but preparing food, I feel like I need to clap in between each one of these words. He puts a period after every single one.
Yeah, they do like to like just punctuate every word.
I'm sure they are sweet people, but preparing food is not your thing. No. God bless. With an exclamation point.
Yeah, this is when they like they halfway through always like get a little bit of a conscience.
Feel a
little bit guilty. I'm gonna destroy them, but I won't do it. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Am I not merciful?
Yes. God bless, he says.
God bless. Don't waste your money. You gotta try hard to make food taste this bad. Frickin' yikes, man.
Frickin' keeping it clean. Frickin' heckin' yeah. We're heckin' yeah.
Frickin' yikes, man.
Frickin' yikes, man.
Seriously bad. That is from John N. in Austin, Texas.
So
I think that I can speak for all of us when I say, fuck you, John.
Yep. Thank you so much, John. You really helped us out.
Doing God's work. That's a
public
service.
Doing God's work.
That's right up there with first responders, in my opinion. If you're a Yelp reviewer, you are right up there with EMTs, firefighters.
Heroes.
Nurses.
Heroes.
Have you guys ever left a review, like, ever?
No, we both have, like, we're both pretty, you know, confident and comfortable with ourselves.
Yeah, and we have, like, lives, and so if we leave someplace and it wasn't good, and we were, and again, like, I don't know about you, but I was a server and back of house and, like, worked all that stuff, and retail, and literally worked all those jobs that you just go.
I was a sandwich artist at Quiznos for my first job.
Excuse me, Subway, rival.
Ooh, we're good. Subway?
Yeah, dude.
All right,
Subway and Quiznos.
Got a little awkward.
Oh, shit. About to go down. I got my money on Jesse if you guys fought, though.
Oh, I do, too.
And Subway tastes better than Quiznos.
No, objectively, Quiznos is better.
No.
I think everyone kind of knows that Quiznos is better, and I hate to concede.
Not in Ventura.
Whatever.
So gross.
You didn't go to the Quiznos in Goleta, California between the years of, like, 1999 and 2002.
That was the fucking drunken jam, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right.
What's next?
So next up, this one's a fun one because we are reviewing a thrift store, very well-known thrift store.
Okay. The retarded
that
children's
does a
one.
Lot does that. Of does a lot of good work.
Yeah.
The retarded children's
in
one.
The will of the people, right? Okay,
nobody's
so
guess what
and
we're
like
about now.
Widely known to be a pretty good organization that is trying to raise money for charities, right?
I mean, it's got it right there in the name.
Thank you. Paula G. Paula G. from Cedar Park, Texas.
Paula G. I apologize.
Paula G.
For this one.
I accept your apology.
I purchased a pair of pants at another thrift store and had planned to return them, but then we had the ice storm. Uh-huh.
I like that these are local.
Yep. Remember the ice storm, guys?
Yeah.
The biggest tragedy is that Paula couldn't return her thrift store pants. So anyways, they had the ice storm. So I go there just a couple days past the return policy time frame. It was only 1 week past the return policy time frame.
Only a week.
And the store manager.
That's a blink of an eye.
Store manager wouldn't give me store credit. She wasn't even apologetic about it. In fact, she was rather rude. Also, they had a TV blaring next to the checkout, along with music on a loudspeaker, and the whole experience was a headache. I doubt I'll ever shop there again. Well, Paula, you're going to have to get some more money, sweetheart. Because if this isn't the poorie of the poorest poor that I've ever fucking heard, not only are you taking the time, you've bought a pair of pants.
I like that she says, I doubt I will, which means she will.
She will. Where else are you going to go, Paula? She, not only did she purchase a pair of pants from the thrift store.
Ugh, I've never really bought pants.
And at that point, by the way, and I will say at this point, the whole thing of buying stuff at the thrift store, sorry, you know it's like a good cause, you're going to try, you know. I don't try stuff on there.
Well, you get fun shit. Like
you get
cool
fun
jackets,
shit,
like
you grab it, and the price that you pay for it makes it so you just... So basically, Paula, you want to return your donation to the charity.
You are literally taking food out of starving children's mouths.
What the fuck? Anyways, this thrift store writes back. Thank you.
Can you do an accent for a thrift store?
What would Southern, it be? What would it be?
It's Austin.
Thank
Southern
you.
Girl.
Thank you for sharing your experience, Paula. We apologize for your recent unpleasant experience in our Leander store. We strive to provide all customers with a welcoming and easy shopping experience. We will share your feedback with our retail team to meet that goal for everyone. We hope you'll consider giving us another opportunity to impress you.
But let's be real here. Beggars can't be choosers. I have a feeling that she is going there on a weekly basis.
100%. Old Paula.
What a bitch.
I bet she even tried, like you, to come to the last episode where you're scraping the thing. I bet she even tried in the ice storm to get that return policy window, right?
She strapped on her snowshoes.
She was about to kill herself in the ice storm because, oh, and I see on the receipt, I can't get those $2 back. I cannot get them back unless I get there today. So anyway, bravo, Paula. Bravo, Paula. You're doing God's work. You're doing God's work, Paula. All right, what do you got, Coop?
I think I'm going to follow that one up with another review from a specific thrift store chain.
Great.
And it seems to be the exact same thrift store. This is from Alicia W. in Leander, Texas. And there must be something going on
in
Leander.
Oh, yes. In the Leander
myself.
Goodwill. You know, maybe they're not. Sorry.
Leander's a girl?
Nope. Go.
Alicia W. is a girl.
Okay.
Oh, her name.
Leander, Texas is a city, which is agender.
So do your best girl voice then, Coop.
Oh, God, no, I can't do voices.
No.
I can barely.
Talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Jabes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
We need your voice exactly how it is.
She's transgender.
Oh, okay. Buyer beware.
Nice.
Management at this location is shady and donations would be better given elsewhere. You're allowed 7 days to return / exchange clothing, in parentheses, or so they say. Except
him and Apology, dude. They're just like, what are you doing? They have fitting rooms there.
To a fucking thrift
store. Thank you.
That's what I want to know. Who the fuck returns things to a thrift store?
And when you can't, who then writes a review?
Jesus.
I need that $1.50 back.
The amount of time that they have spent.
What has happened to you in your life if you have to take out your own personal traumas on a thrift store?
It's real fucked up, dude. But that's why I love it.
So you're allowed 7 days to return / exchange clothing, or so they say, except when I returned an item, they kept my receipt with lots of other clothes I was still needing to decide on.
Oh, God! Those fucking assholes! Sorry, but that is like, and the amount that they're paid probably to be a cashier at these thrift stores.
Oh my God.
They could do better.
What do you reckon?
$5 an hour at least?
Oh, no, probably at least like $5.56.
They need to do better.
They're being overpaid for what they do, in my opinion.
Yeah,
they don't
for
deserve
sure.
minimum wage.
No.
Then they wouldn't give me my receipt, and therefore, when the other items didn't fit, I was unable to return them. I even had proof of the date of purchase, amount, tags attached, and the receipt showing I had just left from the initial exchange where she kept my receipt. Bad business. My donations will never be made to a Goodwill again.
Oh!
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 Wait, that was a name drop.
Oh, that's all right. We all knew what we were talking about.
Oops, sorry.
We all knew it.
I just got lost in the character.
No, it's great. I said it already, accidentally, and tried to gloss over it. So we're all good.
What kind of person goes to a Goodwill, buys an entire pile of clothing without deciding whether or not they want it? Who goes to a store and buys anything without knowing whether or not they want it? That's somebody with disposable income. She shouldn't be shopping at a Goodwill.
Yeah, exactly. Disposable. Exactly. Maybe these are rich people. Maybe we're getting it all wrong. But I think the equivalent of the reviews of this thrift store are like the condescending illiterate, right?
Which is just a little bit of an oxymoron, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think it's Zach Galifianakis that does this character. That's like, here's my impression of a condescending illiterate. Oh no. I can't read. Right? Where it's just like you're writing a review as if like anyone's going to look at it and think like, yep, yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, Alicia
W. It's the weirdest thing in the world.
She just speaks to me.
Yeah. All right. So
again, Alicia W., fuck you.
Damn.
What do we got here?
E-dubs. No good.
I have a review for another restaurant that would serve things like egg rolls. Sorry. Again, yeah, with these. Because.
You do have a thing against Chinese
people. No, it's just because, like, my God, like, even when that food is bad, it's good.
It's still good.
And it's really, really hard. Like, what are your standards? How high are your standards if you can't fucking find, like, eat
Chinese food?
Find some, yeah, in Chinese takeout.
I don't think I've ever had bad Chinese food.
Thank you. That's what I mean. And they're all usually, like, family-owned, and unless, you know what I mean? Unless it's a P.F. Chang's. Other than that, it's like a small business, not a chain. So, I'm sorry, but I just think they're the lowest of the low. Yeah. All right. K.S. K-A-Y-S period.
K. Oh, she's older.
She's from San Francisco.
Oh.
San Francisco. Oh, so her standards are high, mm-hmm. right?
K is the older generation name,
It's one of the
food
capitals of the world.
I know.
I mean, it's kind of hard to follow up.
Especially for an egg roll, if you know what
Big
I mean.
Big Asian market in San Francisco, too.
All right. Cute place inside, but several issues that will cause me to never go back there. Sorry, it was all caps. It was all caps. I got to do what Kay says. I'm sorry. She tells me to yell. If she tells me to yell, I've got to yell, right? If you're going to serve lunch, you really need a lunch menu. Like, you know this lady already, right? I got there early, right as they opened, around 11. Did you, Kay? What are you doing getting Chinese takeout at 11? Actually, you're not even getting takeout. You're going inside to eat lunch at 11 a.m. Honey, this food is meant to be eaten drunkenly.
Yeah,
very late at night where you're
last
not even
resort.
Gonna remember that you actually
when you're
ate
craving
that night.
Salt.
You'll
right?
wake up the next morning and throw up and be like, oh shit, I had Chinese food last night?
I know. Chicken. Oh, maybe I have some more in the fridge, right? Maybe I was smart enough in my blackout to put it back in the fridge, right? Okay.
But no, we all know it's just
I go
laying
there
right next to the bed on the floor.
Yes, damn it. I go there early, right as they open, around 11 a.m. The menu is fairly large, but there are no lunch specials or combination plates. I ordered the beef with broccoli because I'm
classic.
Cultured.
Classic. That's a classic.
Plate. It's a classic beef with broccoli, and asked if it came with rice, since rice was not in the picture of this item on the menu.
Server, shit, you're nailing the menu.
I think she needs to be older, huh?
A little older, yeah, but it's good.
Server was pleasant and explained that they do not have any lunch specials or combinations. And yes, the dish came with rice. The jasmine tea I ordered was cloudy. Dude, that was... Okay. That's how I come. Okay, so the jasmine tea I ordered was cloudy and tasted like it had been made sometime over the weekend. It was not fresh. When'd you go in? On a Monday? Oh, my God. My order came out very quickly, and the main course of beef with broccoli was okay. At least it was hot, and the sauce was good. Portion size was good for $15.99. The steamed rice.
Sounds like it's good so far.
I know. This is a one-star
review. Why are you giving
review?
A one-star? I mean, Kay, I love it. This all sounds awesome.
Yeah, this all sounds
I loved
good.
Every moment at this restaurant. The
I know.
Food was amazing.
I liked it.
I just don't like the Chinese.
The server. Yeah, exactly. The server was pleasant. She pointed out that they don't have any specials, so I ordered the beef and broccoli. It was delicious. Okay, Kay. I'm waiting for the problem.
One star.
Yes. The steamed rice was for sure left over from the weekend and was dry, almost crunchy, and not warm in the middle of the small bowl.
There's the one star.
Mm. Mm. Am I peeking?
No.
I'm yelling.
It's got an auto peek.
All right.
Survivor.
My total bill was just under $20. Okay. You're good. And I tipped another 15%. If you're bragging about tipping 15%, Kay, you are amazing.
It's at least twice what I normally
yeah,
tip.
Yeah, exactly. I normally tip 5%, but this time I was nice.
I usually leave a penny just to prove a point.
Exactly, $20, and I tipped another 15% on top of that. Nothing worth going back for. I hope they can make some improvements and at least make a fresh batch of rice daily for their customers. By the way, okay, so K. One star, I need to explain. I think you're new on the fucking app. One star is reserved for like really, really, really bad service.
Like you got beat up and robbed by the wait staff.
Yes, and the food was like inedible and cold and the worst, and the price was like wait staff was horrible. This experience doesn't sound bad.
It actually doesn't sound
yeah, right.
So
you kind of had like
the rice was a little crunchy.
K is not one star material.
That's a three.
That's a three-star review. The waitress
right
was pleasant. They were open at 11. The beef broccoli was fine. Like
if the rice was warm, that would be a four-star review.
The rice was
in
cold?
In my opinion. It was cold in the middle.
Yeah.
Just in the middle.
If she didn't say anything about the rice, I would be like, what is the problem, Kay? So you need to make it. Just trying to help you out, Kay, because it seems like this might be something you're going to do more. So just so you know, reserve your one stars. Like, use your one stars sparingly, right?
You know, you can search the person and see all their reviews. I wonder if Kay has some.
Go, Kay.
Oh, does
what
Kay
you got,
have
Kay?
Any more reviews?
What else do you got?
She's got another one star, guys! Yes!
Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Joel. Okay. Whew.
Okay, Kay.
All right, Kay.
Joel, that is some five-star producing right
thank
there.
You.
Thank you.
That
thank
was
you.
Really good, buddy.
Once in a while,
okay. This is a burger joint. Looks delish. But anyway, they haven't met Kay yet. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
They've been doing real good until Kay comes in the door.
Okay, Kay, coming in.
How many stars?
One. We're only reading one star.
Okay, how many reviews has she done total?
She's done, okay, so reviews.
It'd probably be easier to just count the pages. And then.
Well, she only has 1, 2, 3, 4 reviews. But by the way,
two of them
to
are
me,
one
that
stars?
Seems like a lot. Two of them are one stars.
What are the other two?
Let's give you a little taste of her. Let's give you a little idea of like what her taste is. So she gave 5 stars to Pooties. Hilltop Bar and Grill. So Pooties, Kay says good job.
If you get a 5-star review from Kay, that's essentially a Michelin star. Like, that's the equivalent of one Michelin star.
Pooties is fucking killing it, dude.
What did she say about it?
The other one that she gave a high score to is La Cabana Grill. La Cabana Grill. Okay?
That's a Mexican fast food restaurant.
Yeah, La Cabana.
Thank you. We're just giving you a little idea of Kay's taste. All right. So this is her other 1-star. Burger was below average, and they don't sell beer. Kay, okay. I'm with you, girl.
1-star. 1-star.
I'm with you, girl. You could have ended it right there, and I would be like, I am on your side. If a burger joint doesn't have... If the burger joint doesn't have beer, they need to be a drive-thru.
Yeah. Good point.
In my opinion, drive-thru should, like, when you go to Burger King, you should be able to get hard liquor. That's
dude, how fucking awesome would that be, by the way? Old school chicken sandwich and a fucking brown liquor drink. Good night.
We would have been in so much trouble.
Oh my gosh, before the pier, right there, the one before the pier?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
32 ounces in a plastic cup. No ice.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay. The owner was there ranting and raving about the people from Mexico who dare try and eat at his place. He complained that a whole busload of Biden's people tried to eat at his place.
Oh, God.
And he said, I ran them off. What a tool.
Oh, I will she'd be on not. Board with that.
I will not be going back to this little hole. Now, Kay, we agree. We agree. Here's the thing. It's fucking food review, bro.
Okay, you need to specify what you're agreeing to because there's...
I'm agreeing that maybe if the owner comes out with ranting and raving about political reviews either way...
Yes.
Fuck that.
Weird.
I'm not going there.
Now, by the way, yeah. I would be entertained. And if the burger is good...
5 stars.
5 stars. So she didn't say anything about... She didn't say anything... Oh, no. She said the burger was below average.
Yeah, the burger sucked.
And no beer.
That
all right, Coop.
Political... Yeah. Not fun. But if the burger was good and you had a beer, then the political shit would be entertaining.
All right, Coop.
I mean, that's like going to Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
All right, Coop. Your turn, bud.
All right, so this is for a chain of chicken wing restaurants.
Take the hat off for this one.
Why?
To show some goddamn respect.
Oh, okay.
Jesse.
Sorry. We love a wingy. We love a wingy.
This is from Paul M. in Austin, Texas.
Paul M. Bravo.
Ordered for delivery.
At where? At a wing place?
This is a wing place.
All I've right, shut him down. Nope, we're done. You order to go? This is what I love. Like, this is the beauty of the 1-star, right? This is quintessence. Go ahead.
Ordered for delivery. All of the French fries were cold. Not lukewarm. Cold.
Uh-huh. Because you got delivery. Yeah.
And they didn't season them as requested.
Ooh.
Fucking monsters.
Ooh.
5 plain bone-in wings left off the order.
This is like, you need to review? Okay, go ahead.
No one at the shop will pick up the phone to rectify the situation.
Oh.
Congrats, store 1642. You've been added to the never order from here again list.
Oh, of who? What's the name?
Paul M.?
Paul, of Paul's Never Order Again list. I bet he has it on the fridge. He's got it on the fridge. Never Order Again list.
No, he's got like a spreadsheet.
Dossier.
Names, dates.
A dossier.
Manifesto.
Yeah, briefcase full.
I don't know what happened. This store delivered hot, fresh food.
I don't know what happened.
This store delivered hot, fresh food when it first opened.
Oh.
Now, it just delivers brown bags of dissatisfaction.
Did he say that? All right, Paul. You got me.
Give him a little credit for artistic integrity.
No, I know. Creativity. We give points. You know,
He painted a picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he nailed it.
It was very well written. I mean, I dare say that I'd compare him to Aldous Huxley.
Yes. That was it,
But also Paul and fuck you.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, that was
Bravo,
that was
Paul.
Brown
bags of dissatisfaction.
That is the sign of a very good Yelp reviewer because it left you wanting more. At the end
Can you press his name? Ooh, see if he has another do not order list. Thank you, Joel, for that little tidbit.
Yeah, I like how we can go down a rabbit hole.
If you've given one, if you've felt the power of giving one star, you're always going to do it again. He didn't.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Two more one star reviews from Paul.
What the fuck? All right, what's the next one?
The next one is a sandwich restaurant.
Okay. Mm.
The bad one, not the good one.
Got you. Quiznos? No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Holy shit, somebody named Matt C. left a one-star review for this same establishment also, which wasn't me.
It wasn't you?
No.
Matt C., are you sure?
Okay.
Don't fucking call me out like this, dude.
Matt C. from Ventura, California.
I know, isn't that weird?
I know, it's so crazy, huh? I mean,
it's crazy.
I know, it's like coincidence,
right? There's like two of us from Ventura? That's so weird.
I know.
Yeah, total coincidence.
It starts with Quiznos is so much
better.
Yeah,
I know. I hate Subway. Quiznos is the best.
Yeah, so from Matt C., much worse than Quiznos. I used to work at a Quiznos when I was 14 years old, and it's the best sandwiches I've ever eaten.
What did Paul write?
Hang on, I got to back up here.
Coop's not very good with computers.
This is my first time using one.
The site help. I'm an aficionado. I use it for everything, but I don't read reviews.
Okay, so this is for the sandwich chain in San Marcos, Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
No guacamole available. This is from Paul M.
I already love it. At the sandwich shop. They didn't have any beef bourguignon. Okay, go ahead.
Can you believe that their rice was cold also?
Yeah.
No guacamole available. Staff was rude.
Okay.
Staff was rude
Don't
when
like
I
that.
Asked, how come there was no guacamole?
Okay. You asked them that? Hey, guys. It's a sandwich shop, and I'm just wondering.
Where's the fucking Mexican food?
What gives? Yeah.
Sandwiches and wraps were not of the quality experienced at other blank.
Got you.
Go somewhere else rather than wasting your time here. Now, he followed that up with another one-star review. These go all the way back to 2017.
Oh, my gosh. This he's been doing it.
Yeah.
He's been one-starring since fucking
he's
day
a seasoned
one,
veteran.
Dude. All right.
So this is another review. Another review from Paul M.
Okay, Paul.
And
let's
this
do
is
it.
For
it
a, me, a chain hair salon.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Hair.
Mm. I'm thinking I know maybe what it is.
I'm sure you can guess.
Okay, go ahead.
I went in for a trim and requested certain areas of my hair not be cut.
That's great delivery. Great delivery, Coop.
I think let's let him just like go through the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, we'll be quiet.
It was cut anyway. In the process of attempting to fix it, the haircut just never got better.
Yeah, but she's cutting. You can't put the hey Paul, you can't put the hair back on, friend. Okay.
Yeah, one star.
Yeah,
You're a shitty salon.
They were unable to put my hair. Okay, sorry.
I think it's funny that they're actually referring to this place as a hair. Holy shit! This is right next to your house. This is.
Oh, I know it. Yeah. Know it well.
Same road to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my. Okay, this does actually sound like kind of a bad visit. I might be on Paul's side for
but
this.
But you
one.
Know, okay, you know what you're getting. You know what I mean? You're going to get poor shit. Sorry, but like, don't, you know,
You know what? You don't
review,
like it?
Don't review the place. Review
have
your
money.
Review
just
your
have
life.
Have money.
Take a hard, good look at yourself.
Now, see, that I can agree with.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sorry. Actually, this does sound like a shitty
Okay,
visit.
Now look. So, sometimes we're going to read somewhere you go, you know what?
They earned it.
That was bad. Like, that was bad.
So if they're right, do we say where it is? Like, if the place deserves?
No.
Everybody can guess
no,
what this
because
place is.
There's bad days,
it's
there's
not
bad employees,
Sam's,
there's whatever,
that.
But...
Will you back it up one sentence?
Okay.
But as a business owner, like, look.
Yeah, let's respect them.
Let the customers, like, let the revenue, let things fucking...
Let the free market decide.
If you don't like someplace, like, do not go there, and you will know that, you know, and other people won't either, right? Like, I don't
well,
know. Go ahead.
They have to learn their own lessons.
They have reviews for the DMV. I mean, please. Don't you?
Let Paul speak. Okay.
Yeah, okay, sorry, Paul.
Do not
Paul,
muzzle
honey.
Paul.
Paul, honey, what happened to you? What happened to you, Paul? How did they hurt you?
Oh,
oh
bud.
Oh, bud, Paul, oh, how'd they hurt you?
In the process of attempting to fix it, the haircut just never got better.
Sure.
Ended up having my head shaved to salvage the never-ending train wreck that was this haircut. Paul's a wordsmith.
He really is, and that's why we love him.
Positives.
Okay.
Oh, no charge for my head shave. The hairstylist and manager were both professional about it. Less the haircut, that is. He still had to pay for the initial haircut, but they were just like, dude, okay, fuck it. Get out of here.
He won't add the extra for the head shape. They still charged him?
Still charged him for the
oh,
original
Oh, God.
Haircut.
Okay, Paul. I might be on your side.
Yeah, I'm kind of
okay,
on Paul's
ahead.
Side on that
go
one.
Go ahead.
That was the end of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that they're short and quick. All of his reviews are quick to the
I
point.
I mean, he gets to the point. Disgusting. See, never go back, right?
See, like, I was comparing him to Aldous Huxley before, yeah. But I think that he's more of an Ernest Hemingway. Mm. He's able to say a lot with very, very little.
Nice.
He doesn't mince words, just uses exactly what he needs
to say.
So
we're not saying fuck you to Paul then, right? I think Paul gets some respect.
And I do think the review of the wing place might have happened at 3 a.m. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's like, I tried calling him back and they wouldn't answer. It's like, all right, Paul, I'm gonna give you that, right? Like,
the
we've all gotten, like,
implied.
Weirdly pissed when we're drunk. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Right?
Yeah.
So, look, he probably doesn't even remember leaving that review. But, gosh.
I'm going to go ahead and see if is on Yelp, is there some way to... follow reviewers a la social media because I would
you
follow
can,
Paul's
yeah.
reviews.
You can,
okay, well, Paul, you earned a follow.
What they do, like what they're kind of trying to do is they're, you can follow a person and then some of them turn it into almost like a blog, like a food blog. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they want to like influence you. So it's such a weird site. But anyway.
What do we got next?
Okay. We've got Steve B. From San Antonio,
Stevie
Texas.
B.
Stevie B. This is a chain. I don't know if we say it, but it rhymes with BJ Hacks. It's a retail. I shop at BJ Hacks at the Forum, New Braunfels. And now I'm going to read. Okay. I'm going to read it exactly how he wrote it. Don't know what it means, but here we go. I shop at... I'm just going to say it. Whatever. I shop at TJ Maxx at the Forum, New Braunfels, and rim one of them almost every weekend. He rims one? Is that term
like a,
for like...
Is that like a Gen Z thing?
Maybe.
Is that like saying bet?
I buy their grocery snacks... cosmetics, soaps, etc. Last weekend, I spent $437 at the Rim store alone. Oh, I guess that's a place.
Oh, it's
the
a
Rim
location.
One, okay. Rim Rock. Okay. The Rim store alone. I bought a face system, $19.99 to $24.99 an item. Got home, and one of the items, empty... One of the items, I'm going to add it, was empty and had not been opened. I thought, no big deal. This weekend, took it to Creekside TJ Maxx, not the same one I bought it from.
That's the good one.
Yeah. So I, Steve B, who, as we know, shops at TJ Maxx all the time.
I don't think I've ever even been in one.
Weekly. Every weekend, he says. What? And he buys all the stuff. Don't know what's going on with Steve, but he is buying all kinds of stuff, even cosmetics. Okay.
Steve's trying to fill a hole in his soul.
Right. So this weekend, took it to Creekside TJ Maxx, and I had the Rimrock receipt, and I had spent $200 plus at the Forum store, and that had the skin products. Again, I had a buggy full. British.
Oh, God.
You right. Have a boogie. Who calls it buggy full? Or is that a Southern thing?
Right.
No,
is buggy a Southern?
Oh, no, Southern. That,
I think what? It is Southern. Your buggy, yeah. Like your cart.
Shopping
yeah,
cart, they call it
it's a buggy.
Buggy.
The manager ew. And the clerk. Now, we're getting into Britney Spears territory, so follow me, guys. Again, I had a buggy full. The manager and the clerk went off whispering, looking at the bottle, and was like, and it was like, we were thieves in a full store. Nobody apologized when I asked who was apologizing to me now that I have an incomplete set at home. Okay, so Steve
oh, God,
set the scene.
The voice crack was perfect.
Yeah, set the scene. So Steve's at he's at the counter. They've taken this weird return from another store that he's brought. He's got the other receipt. They've taken it into the corner to kind of be like, what do we do? How much do we? Because that's what they do. They go, how much do we return? Do we give him yeah. store credit? And he goes, they've gone into the corner whispering about me. And then when I ask them, who's going to apologize to me?
Fucking guy.
Nobody apologized.
What?
They gave me a credit.
Oh, thank God.
And I spent another $350 in the TJ Maxx. Sorriest customer service anywhere.
He got credit. What the fuck?
Dude, they gave him even more credit than he spent.
Yeah.
He just said, I spent $200 at the other place. They gave me $350. Sorriest customer service anywhere. I need to shop somewhere else.
That sounds like really, really good customer service to me.
Thank you. P.S. I have the receipts to back up what I spent there. The regional manager should be fired. Regional manager? Who even says that anymore? Is there regional managers
anymore?
Not
the store manager, not the district manager.
All right, let's check on Stevie B. Let's see what his... his history is, ooh, 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 ooh.
Okay, Jesse's got
so
another one.
Good.
I've got another one on deck, too, once you're done with this
okay.
One,
you don't have time. To go, right? Maybe 15 minutes. Let's do 15
yeah,
minutes
do
more.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're 50 minutes in.
Okay, this is a good one because, shit. Now, what I'm first going to say is I love this place. Secondly, it's big.
Joel, what do you think it is?
It's Chip corporate. Point. What? What'd you say?
Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah. I love this place. I love their fried chicken. I love their biscuits.
Oh, ooh. Hooters.
I love their bowls.
Hooters.
I love their bowls.
Okay.
With all the stuff. Mm-hmm. I've been eating the extra crispy fried chicken since I'm fucking 5.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
KFC. So anyways, Steve, gosh, Steve is, he's really something to believe in.
Who reviews a KFC?
He believes, who reviews a TJ Maxx, to be honest with you? Like, who do you think you are that you're going to take down? Like, the small business that go, like, that's a whole nother fucked up thing, right? But the person that believes that their review is going to make a dent with corporations that have been around for fucking decades, that's a whole nother type,
Stevie
right?
Stevie B is out there speaking truth to power.
He's taking on the system. He's helping the people. If you ever thought to stop by this red and white bucketed fucking place, you better think twice. Stevie B wants you in his fuck in your head. Okay.
He's bringing down regional managers day and night.
Yeah, yeah. The regional manager should be fired. You never even met the regional manager.
He's got like tally, notches carved into his wall for
into
every
his
single
arm.
Into his arm for every single regional manager
guys,
that he brings down.
You guys. Okay. Oh, more from Steve. Oh, more. Okay. Do we have more from Stevie? Oh my gosh. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
I am so excited for this.
4. Stevie's 5. Boy, 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. He's got 10 pages.
We have years of material just from Stevie.
All right, Stevie B. Next episode is going to be all on you. This guy reviews places like Lowe's, Enterprise. And by the way, I'm only naming 1 stars.
He gave Lowe's and Enterprise 1-star reviews.
Gosh, we landed on some gold.
This guy is a fucking
Stevie
gold
B.
mine. And also
Stevie
a freedom
B.
fighter.
It might be called Stevie B.
Stevie B's 1-star reviews.
Stevie B, the 1-star gangster show. Okay. All right. So this is KFC, all right, guys?
All right.
By the way, I need to reiterate. Love KFC.
Ooh, yeah, remember when they dropped
I
those sandwiches?
I still love KFC. Decades later, they are it's still, good. The quality is exactly
yeah.
the same.
You can get the little mini sandwiches. They had
100%.
The sliders?
Sliders.
Ooh, yeah, the sliders are good. Popcorn
they were like,
chicken.
They're like $1 each.
You can get one of those egregious sandwiches that it's two fried chicken breasts with like a bunch of shit in the middle
You know,
of it.
I don't know about the newer stuff, but I will say... The classic, if you went in there today and you got a bucket of extra crispy
it's the best.
Fried chicken, full order, it is going to be just as good and the exact same as it was when I was a fucking kid. Like they, at least that, they tried new other things, but the base, the biscuits,
you can't go
gravy,
wrong with the, can't go wrong
the
with
extra
biscuits,
crispy,
gravy,
whatever.
And
yeah.
And the bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I need to say that first because I said the name, but...
They deserve from us, I would give them a 5. Well, me personally, 5 stars.
5 stars.
Oh, yeah, by the way, KFC, you're welcome for that little bump in sales that we gave you.
Same way that Stevie B thinks that he can take you down is the same way that I think I can boost your business, right?
We're going to bring you up.
We're going to bring you up. You're welcome.
Corporate headquarters at KFC. Yep. Like, oh, my God, our sales doubled. What happened?
Regional manager, give me a call. Right?
It's 1-star review podcast presented by KFC.
Presented by KFC. KFC, you know you want to do this. You know you want to do this. All right. The lady greeter was nice. It was late, around 8 p.m. And I prefer folk.
What?
It was late, around 8 p.m., and I prefer folk to say, we've closed the kitchen. Well, we ordered. Gosh, he's a real stream of consciousness guy,
holy
right?
Holy shit, how close to...
Biscuits? Close okay, to this is a poem. This is a haiku. Okay, this is a haiku by Steve. All right.
Soliloquy.
Sorry, now I need to know. Okay. The lady greeter...
It opened up like a romance.
Yeah, we're starting over.
Starting over. The lady greeter was nice. It was late, around 8 p.m. I prefer folk to say, we've closed the kitchen.
Wait, can you start over one more time? Slam poetry.
I can't do that shit. I can't do that shit. I'm not your monkey coop. But like, do you want to do it? You should do it. Can you do it? What's an example? I don't even know. Slam.
Shit, look at the.
Oh
look at the color of my
the
skin.
Lady greeter was nice. It was late, around 8 p.m. And I prefer folk to say we've closed the kitchen. Well, we ordered.
Yes.
Okay. Did I get it? I can't do the whole thing, but anyway.
It's got to be really,
I just want to make sure
really
I got it.
Awkward emphasis.
Yes, yes, yes.
And like the parts of a sentence that you wouldn't expect. And
okay.
Strangely long pauses.
Long pauses.
Okay.
And well, when you do a pause, you have to look around the room at everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, from the top.
I can't do it from the top. I already
back
did
to
it
one,
already.
Going again?
Well, back to one.
I'm
going to
go from well, we ordered.
All right.
Take it back to well, we ordered.
God, she's such a fucking diva.
You know I am. Okay. Well, we ordered. I feel like making fun of a culture I should not be making fun of. Anyway,
it
Patreon, you know what I'm doing. Biscuits, cold and dry.
Yes.
Chicken was hot, but fries cold. I ordered their new Nashville chicken strips. Pics of what it's supposed to look like underneath. There's three pictures of... He put what it's supposed to like look like and what his looked like.
No shit.
Yeah. Yep.
My boy.
Pic of what it's supposed to look like. Pic of what I got. One-fourth inch of grease. Literally about 10 cold fries. We were like, this was $20. My cousin said, take that the fuck back. I never send food back. Three strips went in the trash with 3/4 biscuits soaked by grease and 7 of the 10 fries.
Damn.
The fountain drink was fresh.
I love the positive comments mixed in with the negative review.
He ends with, yep, cheese crackers or home cooking next time. That's what he's going to do instead. He's going to have cheese and crackers or he's going to cook at home because this is bullshit. Thank you. Sorry, I feel uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, I feel.
Oh, my gosh, sorry. But, oh, he reviews Circle K.
Oh, yes.
Do it.
Is it a 1-star?
It's real short. Let me just do. It's 1-star. I only go. Can't reiterate. We cannot read
the
any
show's
reviews.
Called 1-star.
Just
okay.
So you know.
Okay. Just make sure.
Oh,
I mean,
can't
this
read
guy
any.
Has golden content.
He really does.
Thought maybe you might have strayed outside the boundaries a little bit.
His next 2 1-star reviews are Circle K and Long John Silver's. Bro. Okay. They're short. Yeah, they're short. Let's just go through these 2. We'll get your last one. Okay. I hate when you come to a ghetto gas station and everything is clean, but all the bathrooms out of order, but out of gas and out of treats, but with lazy pee next door. Now, we might have some kind of profile on a Steve B at this point. Are we kind of getting a picture? Okay. Long John Silver's.
Obviously. That was the whole review?
That was it.
I love this guy's writing style.
He's almost using help as a tweet. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think he tweets, but he's like using help to like tweet. Anyway. This is Long John Silver's. I only say because I don't know if Long John Silver's has anything over a 2, and that's why we love it.
I didn't think that anybody had ever eaten at a Long John Silver's.
Oh,
before.
Ross loves it. Long Dong Silver. I could butt fuck a Long Dong Silver. I don't know if he's been recently, but back in the day, I guess it was good. So, Long Dong Silver. Not once in the 18 months living in Barberville have I pulled in. May I take your order? Always will be 20-minute wait. you can't call an order because they don't answer the phone. Not changed in years. Living here, I do have very low expectations. And it does not disappoint. Okay, so he's
that,
okay.
That
okay,
is
so
fun.
I'm sort of getting
that's
like
good.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of getting like he is a little bit of a like it is slam poetry, right?
Yeah.
He writes like these like it's just short and then period and like he wants to just set the scene. Give you like
and he gets those little like good quips in there too.
Yes.
All right, we got time for like one more.
All right.
What's it going to be? It's the finale.
Let's go, Coop.
All
what
right,
you got?
This is from Jeff A. in Austin, Texas. And this is reviewing the same wing joint that I was reading about in my last review.
Good one. Good one.
Went here 3 times.
This I love, too. They're like...
I keep going back.
I keep fucking trying, right? Okay, good.
Why can't I quit
you? Why can't I quit you? Yeah, exactly.
Went here 3 times. Order was wrong every single time.
Whose fault is that? Who's the name?
Jeff A.
Jeff A. Jeff.
Jeff. Who's fooled fault?
Me once.
Now whose fault? Yeah,
shame
exactly.
Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. Fool me 3 times. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Yeah. You're literally
I
doing the
back
like.
For this specifically.
Third time. Like, shame on you, yeah. Jeff. Okay. So what happened this time, Jeff?
Well, I'll tell you. Food was okay.
Sure.
But consistently wrong.
Hmm.
Missing fries once.
Oh, not a problem.
Wrong sauces once.
Okay.
And once all 4 people's orders were wrong. On top of that, the service was super slow if you order in store.
Ugh.
Nobody was there besides us, and they said 20 minutes to get our food. It took 25 minutes.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff, how'd you wait around for those last 5 minutes?
He went through this 3 times.
I know.
2 delivery service people came in while we were waiting.
Oh.
And that was it. No other customers. I don't know what they were doing back there.
I know, I'm like, you guys know we've asked, that's a common question of like, if something's, what are they doing back there, right? Like, you don't really, you know, you're not going to write it down, you're not going to tell everybody, but what are they doing back there, right?
What's going on in the back of this wing shop?
What they were doing back there.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't be making wings, there's nobody else in the store.
No. 20 minutes for wings?
25.
Oh, sorry, Jeff. Sorry,
minutes.
Jeff. Go ahead.
No, that was it.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
I would also like to add that he ended the review with an ellipsis, which I think is a really nice touch. Just a little spice there at the end of it.
Kind
I don't
of
know
like
what they were doing back there. Which to me is sort of like ending it with, I don't know what they were doing back there.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. Exactly. You guys.
This was awesome.
I hope that this, again, sorry about Crime Corner. I hope it filled some kind of void. My fault. No, wait.
My fault.
Not, sorry, not my fault. Your fault and Joel's fault.
Yeah.
But not me.
No.
Okay. Oh, and your mom's fault.
Yes, my mom's fault.
You
also.
And your mom.
Primarily my mom's
and
fault.
And then you and your wife.
Yeah.
But I'm.
You weren't out of town or anything like that.
Nope.
You weren't part of
I'm
the
here.
Guy Fury or whatever.
I'm here.
Your hands are clean.
And I'm just here waiting for you guys if I can get your shit together.
I know. I kind of picture you like Keanu Reeves sitting on that park bench, just kind of looking dejected. Where's Joel?
Oh, Coop? I love that Canal Reeve. Oh, he is so cute, that Canal Reeve. Am I K? Maybe I'm K.
Is that how K sounds?
You get a 1-star.
Oh, I love that Canal Reef. There's no combination or lunch menu. 1-star.
I love Canal Reeves, but that new John Wick was just a 1 out of 4.
Oh yeah, that Canal Reef is so cute, but he really fucking played himself with that John Wick. Love you guys. Thank you. Hope you know. Look, we're giving you something because we love you and. Hope this was fun. Maybe we'll do shorter, obviously, shorter segments. And if you see a crazy Yelp review, go ahead and send it in.
Oh, God, I can only imagine what people are going to
send DM in. Or Joel's very good about reading the comments and DMs and stuff.
Yeah, if you leave a comment on the Patreon, I'll see it. Or you can DM me directly on Instagram. And
all right. Well, thanks for joining us for One Star.
Yeah.
You need a extra. Read all about it.
Extra.
One Star.